This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. The World Health Organization says the coronavirus epidemic in China is a public health emergency of international concern. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
So far, only 98 cases have been confirmed in 18 countries outside China, including 8 cases of human-to-human transmission in 4 countries. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus acknowledges this is a relatively small number compared to China. But he notes the numbers are going up and infections are spreading to more countries.
The main reason for this declaration is not because of what is happening in China, but because of what is happening in other countries.
The committee does not recommend restrictions on international travel and trade. It calls on countries to implement decisions based on evidence, not on rumor and misinformation. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Meanwhile, health officials say for the first time in the United States, the new virus has spread from one person to another. We hear more from AP's Jennifer King.
Public health officials in Chicago have confirmed the first U.S. case of person-to-person transmission of a worrisome new virus. The U.S. case is reported to be the husband of a Chicago woman who fell ill after returning from a trip to Wuhan, China. Here's Illinois State Epidemiologist Dr. Jennifer Layden.
He recently began reporting new symptoms and was immediately admitted to the hospital and placed in an appropriate isolation room where he is in stable condition.
Officials are investigating contacts of the couple and say the man said he hadn't been to any large-scale gatherings. Illinois Director of Public Health, Dr. Ngozi Ezike.
This person-to-person spread was between two very close contacts, a wife and husband. The virus is not spreading widely across the community.
I'm Jennifer King.
For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump's impeachment trial in the Senate is in its final hours, with senators asking questions before a climactic vote that will determine if the Senate hears from witnesses, including former National Security Advisor John Bolton. If the trial starts on time Friday afternoon, Trump's lawyers and House managers will have 2 hours each to present arguments. The Senate will then decide whether to subpoena more witnesses and documents. Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal says senators cannot make an informed decision without hearing additional testimony and looking at additional evidence.
A lot has been made of the fact that there is insufficient information. It's hearsay, it's unsourced manuscripts, leaks. Let's have the witnesses and the documents.
Republican Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina predicts Republicans will prevail outright in the vote on whether to allow witnesses at the impeachment trial.
I expect not to have a tie vote, by the way. I think it's going to either be 51 or 49. There won't be a tie, I think.
If no witnesses or documents are approved, the Senate could move to a final vote on whether or not to acquit the president. Iran's missile attack on an Iraqi base earlier this month is putting a spotlight on brain injuries. We get more from AP's Ben Thomas.
Your brain is a very fragile part of your body.
Joint Chiefs Chairman General Mark Milley says the military does take brain injuries seriously.
The unseen wounds of war, for example, those can be serious or they can be not so serious. It depends on the individual. It depends on the proximity to the blast. And sometimes they are lifelong. Sometimes they resolve themselves within weeks or months.
He says traumatic brain injuries, or TBIs, can take time to appear.
The TBI manifests itself over time. It's not necessarily instantaneous.
Milley says the Pentagon is studying ways to reduce and prevent brain injuries on the battlefield and to improve diagnosis and treatment. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The Trump administration said Thursday that it would continue, at least for now, its policy of not sanctioning foreign companies that work with Iran's civilian nuclear program. Brian Hook, the U.S. envoy to Iran, said the United States would renew for 60 days sanctions waivers that permit Russian, European, and Chinese companies to continue to work on Iran's civilian nuclear facilities without running afoul of U.S. sanctions. Hook said the U.S. wants companies to take advantage of the sanctions exemptions for humanitarian purposes.
We want companies to take advantage of the exemptions in our sanctions regime for food, medicine, medical devices, and agricultural products.
The waivers are among the last remaining components of the 2015 nuclear deal that President Donald Trump pulled the United States out of in 2018. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.